Boom. What's up and welcome to the podcast Under 10 Fitness. My name is Drew Smith. I'm your host and this is the podcast all about health and fitness. I am a personal trainer. I'm a competitive powerlifter. But more than anything, I just love talking about health and fitness. If you want to email me, drew@under10fitness.com. Also, I don't know if I've let you know, but you can download all of the podcasts on iTunes. Just go to iTunes, click on the search menu, and type in Under 10 Fitness, and all of the episodes will come up right there at your fingertips, and you can download those or just stream them online, however you like to get in the podcast. I really do appreciate you tuning in. So today, I want to talk about Nike. Well, maybe more their slogan. You know, my Nike slogan is just do it. And it's very simple. However, it says a lot. It's really a very important lesson. Such a simple saying, just do it. However, I think it might be the single most important piece of the exercise advice out there, because if you're not doing anything, you're not doing anything. I mean, you're not going to get any results at all. And it's such a big part of getting in shape and changing your body and the way that you look and the way that you feel about yourself. And that's just getting started. So I want to ask, you know, why do you fail? Why do we fail? Sometimes we fail because we don't even start. So we're failing at something that we haven't even started, and that's failure in and of itself. And I know I'm not the best, and I know I'm never going to be the best when I compare myself to others. However, when I start comparing myself against myself, honestly, that's what it's all about. It's about becoming the best that you can become. And when you start doing that, you can be the best. You can be the best you every single day, knowing that you have challenged yourself, you've improved yourself, you've set goals for yourself, and you've achieved those goals. And knowing that you can improve is going to be very helpful. So start comparing yourself against yourself. So if you're listening right now and you said some things, and these might be familiar, they might not be, but don't worry, you're not alone, because I've said these things too. I don't know if you know this, but I used to smoke, and I would say this all the time. I'd say, I'll quit tomorrow. And this happens a lot with health and fitness. You say, I'll start working out tomorrow. I'll go to the gym on Monday. Because between now and then, you're hoping that some great burst of energy and motivation, it's just going to catapult you into the gym, and next Monday, you're going to be motivated. Well, that's not going to happen. That's not the truth. I wasn't motivated to quit smoking tomorrow. I was just passing the time. I was just making myself feel better. I was comforting myself by making it okay to continue smoking, because I know that in the future, I'll be better. But when I finally quit smoking, I didn't quit because I set a date. I didn't quit because I said, okay, it's Monday. I said I was going to quit today, so I have to quit. I quit just because I decided to quit. I realized that my body and my mind, they keep wanting to smoke. But I'm just going to have to push through that urge and temptation and just not do it. That's the only thing. Because when it comes to an addiction like that, there's nothing that is going to stop it. There's no one event that's just going to stop it. But eventually, I got sick and tired of it. And you'll hear this saying a lot, that's what motivates people, is when they're sick and tired of something. That's what's going to spark that fire to keep people to do what they need to do. However, in my case, I needed to not spark a fire, because sparking a fire lit my cigarettes, and that's what I wanted to quit, right? So much like smoking, when you're working out, your body and your mind are going to tell you that you want to quit, you know, or we're not going to the gym at all. But it's your job to be an adult and push through that feeling and go work out anyway. You don't always have to love working out. You don't. And I tried to make this point to a couple of coworkers not too long ago, and I said, you know, not everything you eat has to taste delicious. And they looked at me and they about beat me up right there. They were like, what? Yeah, everything you eat absolutely has to taste delicious. That's the only way you should eat. Well, not when you're taking care of yourself. And that's not what it's when you're an adult, you know. It's just like your parents, or if you are a parent, you know that these things are good for children. You know that they need to learn. You know that they need to do their chores and learn how to do the dishes and wash their clothes and clean the bathroom and scrub the toilet and do their homework and read and write. And it's not always the most glamorous, but you know that it's the best thing for them, and diet and exercise are the best thing for you, for your body. So you don't always have to love it, but you do need to love yourself and know that that's what you need to do for yourself. Now, even if you're not loving it, you can make the best of it. You know, don't get wrapped up in thinking that, you know, every workout you have to do has to be super exciting and super awesome, and just remember that you need to do what's right. That's the main part right there. And what is right? Well, you need to eat healthy, clean, whole foods. I'm talking lean meat, chicken, fish, and good quality beef. Also, plenty of fresh veggies and fruits. But when you overthink these things, you're going to find a way to get out of it. You know, you're thinking about the gym, and then that's all you're thinking about, and those thoughts keep coming in, and you're like, man, I wish I could do anything but go to the gym. And so you're going to look for other things. And, well, eventually you're going to find something else to do. You're going to find a reason not to go. So just schedule it in, pop it in your calendar, and then just do it. Don't even think about it. Just get into the gym. And remembering that not every workout has to kill you. Just because you don't walk out of there, well, just because you don't go out in a wheelchair because you can't walk because you worked out your legs so hard, or you can't steer the car because your arms don't work, or you can't shift gears because your right arm just ain't working. Nope, because you work too hard in the gym. It's not about killing yourself in the gym. It's about getting your heart rate up. It's about putting some weight in your hand and putting some weight on your muscles and getting them stronger. You need to feel good afterwards. You don't need to kill yourself. And I'll be honest, there's never going to be a time where you don't need to exercise. You will always need it, but you don't have to do these workouts that are going to overwhelm you. So what I suggest is that you pick 4 exercises and you do 10 repetitions of each of these. I mean, this is a very standard thing. Okay, you don't like 10, do 12. You don't like 10 or 12, do 8. But get in the gym and do some work and do, okay, you're doing 4 exercises, you're doing 8 to 12 repetitions of each, and I want you to do that for 3 sets. And so now you're talking, you're doing a total of 12 sets, and that's all you got to do. 4 exercises, 8 to 12 repetitions for 3 sets. And that's going to take you between 40 and 60 minutes, depending on how long your rest breaks are and depending on how much you stretch and roll. The gym doesn't have to be this daunting thing that takes forever. You can get in and out of the gym in 40 minutes, maybe less if you really stick to your rest breaks and you're strict on taking 60-second rest breaks. You can get in and out quickly, get it over with, and get on to the rest of your life. But knowing that you did something that is going to improve your life and continue you on the path to success and having a better quality of life. Now, when you're starting off and picking these exercises, I suggest starting with 2 lower body exercises, so 2 leg exercises and 2 upper body exercises. I'm talking like a bench press and a bent over row. So you're doing the front, like your chest, and then you're doing the back, and then you're doing your quads and your hamstrings or glutes. Just keep it simple and get in there and get things done. And then, you know, as you progress and you want to start putting in new exercises, start doing that. And as always, you know, if you need some help, just shoot me an email, drew@under10fitness.com, and I'm going to let you know. I'm looking forward to hearing from you, so just shoot me an email. Also, remember, you can find the podcast on iTunes. You can find every podcast that I've ever done on there. So my name is Drew Smith. Thank you for tuning in, and as always, remember, stay motivated,